If you rewind to April this year, the season was off to a strong and fast start. For the second quarter, Indonesia issued 250,000 permits, and many producers cashed in. They got great prices, and that $3 a kilo mark seemed like it wasn't too far off. Fast forward to July, and shockwaves were felt across the industry when Indonesia only issued 50,000 permits. A significant drop from what was hoped and what was expected. This was then topped up with another 50,000 permits in August. However, this time the permits were only for slaughter-ready cattle, which not many stations had many of. Kimberley pastoralist Jack Burton from Yida Pastoral Company.
Yeah, as normal, the frustrations of Indonesia, came to light. We had a lot of steers all stockpiled in our yards in June waiting for the third quarter permits. Obviously, they didn't and haven't eventuated, so we've got stuck with a lot of Indonesian-type cattle. I think the backlog's sort of clearing itself now. There's alternative markets, but I think it absolutely gives us lets us know we've made the right decision building this abattoir. This ability to 100% know that we've got an outlet for our product on a certain day as per our contract, it's just going to be a totally different world and a great place to be compared to the last 5 years of absolute frustration with the live export market.
Jack Burton wasn't the only producer affected by Indonesia's permits in July. Hayden Sale from Yugawala Station in the Kimberley also felt the pinch.
It's been ups and downs, Tyne. Look, we're very good early due to the fact the prices are very strong and there was plenty of demand for the cattle. And then it's been quite plain lately in the third quarter because we didn't receive much quota from Indonesia, only 50,000 head, of which they were only slaughter cattle, which is it's pretty hard to get those sort of cattle this time of year because it's late in the season and we had quite a short season, short wet season, so we sold most of our slaughterable type cattle early in the year. So we've been a bit steady this month, but not dramatically bad. Like a lot of the other markets we've noticed have taken up the slack, which has been probably a good sign for the industry.
When you're talking about those other markets, what sort of markets are we talking about, Hayden?
Vietnam's continuing to take cattle. Malaysia has come back in quite strongly. Malaysia were traditionally the lower value cattle, but there's been such a demand for cattle this year that they've had to raise their prices. There's been ships to the Middle East as well. I wouldn't say it's been easy to sell big numbers of cattle, but the market hasn't dried up like it has in the past when Indonesia pulls back from it. So it's we're all just hoping that the fourth quarter announcements and the words coming out of Indonesia that they're looking for up to 300,000 cattle will get things rolling again in October. But it's having said that, it's getting towards the end of the mustering season and the cattle are get less and less suitable for sale because of the dryish time of year, hot time of year. So we'll just have to wait and see really how it pans out. But can't complain. It was good early and we took advantage of it early, so not too bad really.
You've spoken there about Vietnam and Malaysia and a few head to the Middle East as well. What are the prices like sending cattle there? I know they're not quite as high as the prices you get paid sending them to Indonesia.
Look, they've been nearly comparable, to be honest. The Vietnamese market's really surged this year. I think it's softened a bit now. They've took a lot of cattle early in the year. But it's been the prices have been quite comparable. We sent cattle to Malaysia and Vietnam only 10 days ago, and they were maybe 5 cents off what we were getting to Indonesia a couple of months ago. So, it's been quite encouraging that the other markets have been able to take up some of the slack. It has been a bit of a lull, but it hasn't decimated us like it has in the past. So I think that's been a good maturing of the export industry, actually, in the last couple of years. And the domestic market's been strong too. Like, we've sent quite a lot of cattle south to Perth, which has in the past been pretty poor economically because it was such an expensive trip, but the price for domestic cattle down south is very strong, so it's made it worthwhile as well. So yeah, it's been there's certainly the industry's looking a lot brighter, and I think Indonesia's going to come back in fairly strong from what we've heard. So things are looking fairly positive at the moment.
When you speak about strong domestic prices, Hayden, how do they compare to the last few years? Are we talking much of an increase?
Oh, tremendous, Don. Like, we've say 3 years ago, we were selling our cull cows, our cull slaughter cows, for 90 cents in broom. And that was that was we were basically losing money on the cost of producing those cattle. Now we've been selling them for $1.80 this year, so they've doubled in 3 or 4 years. So that's probably been one of the real positives of this year, is being able to sell those secondary type cattle for good money. You know, generally you can sell your lead cattle for reasonable money, but if things are tough and the conditions are tight and supply and demand is low, then all those secondary type cattle that you hope to sell but don't normally get much money for really drag your profitability down. But this year's been fantastic. We've been able to get really good prices for those cattle, so our average price per head's come up tremendously. So we're hoping that sort of continues for the next few years anyway, because we've got a few holes to fill in after the last few, but generally it's very good.
Hayden Sale from Yuganwala Station. Despite Mr. Sale saying other markets such as Vietnam and Malaysia have meant the market for cattle hasn't completely dried up, the numbers being sent out of Broome and Wyndham ports has significantly dropped. Meat and Livestock Australia's statistics show in May of this year, Broome exported a total of 22,178 head and Wyndham 18,810 head. You then compare this to June, with Broome exporting only 11,770 and Wyndham 5,114. Kimberley Elders stock agent Kelvin Hansey says the fourth quarter permits will be released on the 18th, this Friday, and many have high hopes for the end of the year.
I'm sort of hoping, yeah, well, we're looking forward to, obviously Indonesia and their government and their supply issuing us with a good number of feeder permits, but how many cattle still remain here, I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword. It's there will be cattle there, but as I said, we had a pretty average wet season, and it's really starting to show on the cattle. So whether the cattle will hold enough condition to be exportable is another question. But I certainly do think the orders are going to continue coming, and let's be honest, we all hope Indonesia and it all stabilises there. But getting towards the end of the year, the condition of the cattle will be the primary focus.
And with all that in mind, do you think we might see that $3 mark for cattle? Do you think the market's going to hit that type of price?
Well, it depends. You've only got to look on Bank Central or something. Times $3 is a pretty achievable figure. I see things like $4 to $6 on some things over east. So I think well and truly it's a